Maaser, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. So we've spoken earlier that even though the different fruits of Maaser have different stages of when we know that they're ripe enough that they're considered a food in Rechayv and Maaser's, but we know that by Maaser's one is allowed to eat from fruits, achilas arai, even from grains. You can snack on them, but you can only snack on them up until the point that they're brought into their Gemar Malacha, which is a goyren, whether it's the threshing floor, which we know we're going to see by wheat, as we all know, that it has to have miruach done. The heap is smoothed out. And then at that point in time, one's not allowed to snack anymore. Now he's a chiv of maisis, and he can't snack after it's put in that point. But when it's in the field, he can. So too by fruits, one is allowed to snack on them up until a certain point. But once you hit that certain point, you're not even allowed to snack. So ezu garnen lo maisis. So what is this garn by maisis? When are the pears kaveh mais, and one's not allowed to snack from them? Hakishum vaduluyim mishiyafsiku. So cucumbers and gourds, it's when they remove mishiyafaksu, is when they remove, there was this, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, there was this like flowery growth on top of their cucumbers and gourds that we don't have. But he said the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they did have them. And when one removed those, so I guess at that point, they were ready to sell them. Now selling something is also kaveh for Maaser as well. But when you would do these things, so this was like the gemar that you knew that you were going to sell it. V'meinu mefakis, but if you did not remove the flowers on top, or the vegetables didn't have these flowers, mishiyamid arema, so then it's when you would put it into a heap, like a large bundle. Avatiach, melons, mishiyashalik. Also the same, it's just a different lashon, but it means the same thing. When you move this flowery type of growth from on top of the melons, then you know that it was being sold. V'meinu mishalik, and if it didn't have or you didn't do it, achiyasim mukta. Well, so melons, they don't make into a heap. Rather, they would spread it out along the floor. That's how they would spread out melons. They wouldn't pile one on top, but they would actually lay it out. Mux is the place where they would lay it out, like the Rav explains. Yora kanegad, so a vegetable that's tied together. Mishiyoyged, so when they would tie it together, because that's how they would sell it. Himeno oyged, but if you didn't tie it together, achimalo esakeli, when he would fill the vessel. That's how you knew if he filled the vessel. Now, what it means by filling the vessel means that sometimes they would have, for example, two or three vessels. You can snack on these vegetables until, let's say you had three of them, so until the third one was completely full. But up until the third one was completely full, even if the first two were being filled up, one can still snack on them. But once it's full, obviously he can't, because that's like the Gemar Malacha that he's going to sell it, and now he can't snack on it anymore. V'meinu malisa keli, but if he doesn't fill them up, ach yilkot kol tzarko. So it just means that if he gathered all the vegetables that he needed, and he wasn't using this vessel, this kli, he's chayv now in Maaser. It's its garen and he cannot snack on it. Kalkula, if he gathers vegetables into a basket, achi chape. So it's the derech that they would cover it with leaves or things like that, so it shouldn't get dirty or the bugs or whatever. So once he covers it, that's kaveyat from Maaser. V'meinu mechape, and if he doesn't cover it, achi mala sakeli. So then it would be the stage where he would just fill the vessel. V'meinu mala sakeli achi ilkot kol tzarko. And the same like we said earlier, and if he doesn't fill the vessels, that's not what he would do. So it's when he gathered all of them for selling it. B'medavar mamurim b'molich l'shuk. This only applies when he has kavana to sell it in the marketplace. Aval b'molich l'veso, but if his kavana is to take these fruits and vegetables to his home, he can keep snacking on them until he gets to his house. And the difference is, the Tosfos Yonta brings Peirush HaRash, which is based off of Yerushalmi. The way he explains is that one doesn't know, he may find somebody to buy these fruits or vegetables while he's walking to the shuk even, while he's going there. So therefore, it was kaveh maaser once you got it ready, because it can happen even along the way, right away. Mashenka, when you're going to your house, it's in your control. You knew when you were going to get to the house. So therefore, you can snack on it all the way till you get to the house. Not like when you're selling it, because it's very possible that even before you got there, you would have a sale.